If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
It's us.
Hola.
The Hollow Boys. We're back, which means it's Wednesday. Let me clean off this camera. Still kind of fucky. Whatever. It's Wednesday, so you know what that means. It's the night shift. We're kicking it. Kicking it as best we can. Hope everybody is doing great. Twiz noticed my beard trim. They're hiring for some management at work, and I always do that when they do it, because then everybody thinks that I'm gonna interview for the positions. They get all a little sus about it, and I just never do. So I just like to keep things toxic at work. As you heard, new sick beat. That might be the new night shift intro.
I'm thinking so.
Shout out. To our AI overlords for just fucking ripping. That way, when they decide to take over the entire planet, they're going to be like, you know what? These guys,
they supported us from day one.
We won't kill them painfully.
They supported us.
So,
at the very least, they could just take us out quick.
That's what I'm saying. Man, it feels like it's been like 2 months since we've been here, and it hasn't. We got some new toys in the old Hollow Lair. These bad boys, I know what you're thinking. Steve, why aren't you using your new camera for the live? That's because we can't figure out how to power them correctly.
Well,
I can't figure out.
I figured mine out.
So, I figured it was supposed to charge right from the computer, but it didn't, probably because it didn't have it hooked up right. So soon you'll have a crystal clear, beautiful picture of our faces. As you can see, look at Kyle.
Yeah. It's got a pretty good,
brings out his complexion to it. It's just
go that far.
Kyle looks like one of the guys from the Black Keys. I don't know who the Black Keys are, but apparently
me either.
They're silver foxes. So, well, silver fox molders.
I mean, I'm okay with that.
What else we got going on? I'm just stoked to be here. Unsolved Mysteries vibes on the new intro. Let's go.
It's gangster.
Let me think. What else? Hope everybody's having a good week. I look like a Victorian ghost in the mist. Yeah, because my FaceTime camera, my web camera on my Mac is probably from the Victorian era. So
almost.
It's one of those cameras that they take a picture with and it just smoke.
I don't even remember when you bought that camera.
The Mac?
Or you bought that computer.
That was our first like big podcast investment outside of the recording.
It's been a minute.
Kyle's hair and mustache combo makes me feel like I'm climbing the rope in gym class.
Cool. New aspiration, PE teacher.
I probably
would be a pretty legit PE teacher.
Yeah. Yeah. The light over my right shoulder.
Yeah, that's your ceiling fan.
Can't do much about that, Twiz. Steve's in 1724, Kyle's in 3024. That's true. Welcome, everybody. It's cool to have everybody in here. I'm just, I don't know. I'm hyped to be here tonight. If you can't tell, I'm excited to get to hang out with all you and just kick it and talk and just be dope and drink this Baja Blast, which we're not sponsored by.
Baja Blast.
Anyway. Other kind of things we got going on. For those of you that like to purchase things from our store, we got some new stickers that are about to go up soon. We've got the new logo with the UFO and the Men in Black. We got that on deck. We've got the dope sigil on deck. And I just got these bad boys in today. We're going to sell them as a four pack. I'm going to let you guys in on it before anybody else. Let me grab them. I'm kind of excited.
You should be able to peep them.
Yeah. So we created this Defend Paranormal pack, which has all of your favorite cryptids, like the Mothman, Defend Paranormal. Oops. We got the Dogman. Defend Paranormal. We got old Squatch here. Defend Paranormal. And then I don't know why they didn't cut this one out, but it's whatever. I'm not the sticker guy. We got like the old Windy Boy here. Defend Paranormal. So, yeah, we'll probably put them as a pack, and then you can just stick them on stuff. Like what you do with stickers.
It's true.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So that's, you guys got the first official sighting of that. So congratulations. Hollow Sky Night Shift exclusive. Yes. Twiz, spot on.
True
spot
story.
Spot on. Oh yeah. Patreon live drop. Did that work? I don't know. Okay. For our Patreon members, I don't know what that was. When I clicked on, they're like, hey, this is a new feature. It's called the drop. And I was like, okay, bet, let's do it. But I guess it like alerts everybody in the Patreon and then they can all like hang out and listen to it at the same time and talk about it or some shit. I don't know.
That's kind of cool.
Apparently people thought it was kind of dope.
Because cool. When you described it to me at first, I thought it was just like scheduling an episode. I'm like, that's not like anything new. Like that's just what I literally do that all the time for the regular show. But the fact that they can all listen to it together.
Yeah, that's, I was just cool. Like, I saw it had a nice little countdown, and I'm like, okay, that kind of is more official than regular Hollow Sky stuff. So I put that out there, and then apparently it's like created so everybody can get together and listen to it and comment on it as it goes, which is cool. Cool community building kind of thing.
That's pretty cool.
Good job, Patreon. I like that. Good job. Anthony Walker from Michigan. What's up, my friend? Glad I stumbled across you guys. Keep up the hard work. For sure. Sure. Thank you for the kind words.
Much love.
Well, I'm glad a lot of people like that. Maybe I'll start. I'm going to start kind of doubling down on the Patreon. I realize I have like working midnights now. You've got a lot of time on your hands. So I'm like, I can just find weird shit and put it out there for you guys extra. And you can listen to it and like it or don't like it. I don't know. We'll just send it. But apparently the drop thing was a good idea. There's a couple positives in here, so that's good. Twiz, keeping on top of what we're supposed to do here. Everyone smash the like button, share the show with strangers, come back after the show, comment, help the algorithm. Also, hit the subscribe button. That's important. Hit the notification bell. That's important. It is important. Yeah. I'm going 100 miles an hour here. All hopped up on Baja Blast. So I apologize. Pitch Putt Puff, what's up? If you guys haven't listened, pop over to the Uncomfortable Podcast. Kyle was a guest this week. Awesome show. I listened to it at work last night. They get into it's weird with Eric because like he's legitimately one of our buddies, which is strange because we've only met him one time, right? And when we did meet him at 40, and for those of you who went, that was the first time we ever met any of those guys for the most part. Yeah, I think all of them, actually. And there's such a weird connection when you meet somebody that like is on the same like wavelength as you. It almost feels like an old friend. Like it feels like we were friends with Eric 10 years ago and then we didn't talk for a while. So getting back together just felt natural. So when we get into conversations with Eric, it's easy just to kind of go off the cuff and talk about life like old friends would, you know, and that's the vibe that I get when Kyle and Eric were talking before they get into the meat of the show. Like it's a good interview. You guys should definitely check it out. Anywho, weirdness. What kind of weirdness we got going on? I don't know that I grabbed anything to look at. Oh, new Unsolved Mysteries dropped today. I've been waiting. I forgot it was the 31st because time is soup. So
that is
I did
true.
See the previews. It looked like it had maybe some Mothman vibes in there. Is there like their resident cryptid strange paranormal mystery this season? I'll have to watch that tonight. Yeah, what kind of weirdness we got going on?
Right now, the market's just virtually being flooded with conspiracies. Yeah. I mean, there are abound and plentiful.
A lot of people looking. It's weird. Crazy. Like,
it's crazy how it's over the years. It's crazy how mainstream our genre has gotten with the UFOs and like. We're legitimately living a conspiracy theory. Yeah,
conspiracy theories become conspiracy fact.
Yeah, it's nuts.
And I don't know. It's hard. It's hard to keep a show on theories when everything keeps getting proven true.
Right. It's crazy. And it's crazy to hear like big personalities fall into the same camp. Just like blatantly call it out. Like, yep, this stuff is definitely happening.
Like we talked when we recorded Saturday, we talked outside for a while, like
way too long.
We don't manage our time well, but no. You don't even, as just a regular person, just going about our business every day, consuming what media we do get. Like, we don't know what's real anymore. Everything could be fabrication at this point, which is bonkers. The fact that it's to that point and like it's almost like it just is what it is now. Like yeah. everything is a propaganda campaign, or everything is like, it's insanity. It makes me want to just shut off everything else and just exist in my little bubble of Hollow Sky and my friends and my family, and just say, you know what? I'm just tuning out on all that shit because it's crazy.
Yeah, you legitimately, you almost can't trust anything anymore. And it's even crazier that they come out and it's like a known thing now. Like, we've all assumed it over the time. But the fact that they are almost individually curating even our Google searches at this point is insanity. Because right now, I'm sure everybody's heard that there is a huge debacle over the curation of a simple Google search. Like, you looking for a specific answer, it'll guide you down one of two lanes. If you're looking for the wrong one, they're going to guide you away from it. But if you're this way and they know you're this way, they're like, well, we'll just give them this answer because this is what Kyle wants to hear anyway. So that's what we're going to do for him.
Yep. That's all.
You know, so it's fucking crazy.
It's media as a whole. Media as a whole is just a giant echo chamber. You create the algorithm that is put forward toward you is the one curated for you. So it is you.
That is so fucking bizarre.
It
can't just be like, this is the way that it is. It's curation across the board. And I think it is legitimately to get you stuck in the matrix.
Yeah.
So to speak.
It wants to lock you in. It wants to lock you into what you want to hear. It pushes and it's on both sides. It tells you all of the like nice, pretty things you want to hear about, the things that you want to hear about, but it also vilifies the opposite of that shit and just makes it infinitely worse than it should be, which is crazy.
It is absolutely, it is so hard to wrap your brain around everything that's going on in today's world.
It's exhausting.
It's crazy. It's like, I've been listening to, and it's a scary thought. If you really think back on all of it, and I'll try to avoid keywords, but I've been listening to a lot of talk on population and how less and less and less and less and less people are having children. And you're like, oh yeah, you know, it's getting hard to have kids in today's world because of finances and everything else. And then you had the C19 pop through, which could be a form of control. But I love how we as a whole, and I'm just as guilty of it. Holy, I didn't realize it, but I am just as guilty. How fast we forget things. Like how that cycle just keeps almost like refreshing our cue in our brain. But we need to not forget about the guidestones.
Yeah.
I find it extremely ironic that we're at a point in time now where, I mean, if you look at everything, you hear about people having less and less kids. Now, all of a sudden, if you haven't noticed, everybody is talking about GMOs like through the fucking roof, like how this is bad for you. 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 And we've all known it for a long time. But the fact that it's in our faces now it feels different. Right. And then you had the C19 come through, and then you have talks of new ones getting ready to come through. And then ironically, through all of that, the guidestones get taken down for whatever reason. And like we were talking about the other night, they can't find anybody. And nobody's responsible. Can't find the people responsible.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they have video of the guy, video of the car. Like, we have CCTV and government technology that can read your goddamn driver's license from like space, right? But they can't figure out who bombed. I'm probably going to get flagged for that on YouTube. Blew up with an explosive device the Guidestones. Like, that is a terroristic act. And they're like, we don't know who did it. Just moving on. They're in there within like 6 hours tearing them down with equipment and shit. Like, it's ridiculous.
It's, I hadn't really paid much attention to it until I started listening to all these people start talking about the population. And everybody remembers one of the big ticks on the Guidestone was population control.
Oh yeah. That was like the, that was the mainstay.
You know what I mean?
Population under 350 million or something like that.
Yep. And it just, like, I started thinking, I'm like, holy, they've been doing this. They've been, it's, I mean, we all know it's always right underneath your nose, but it's just, it's ironic and it's weird when it comes to light and it finally smacks you in the mouth and you're like, wow, wow. And yet most of the people are too busy and to even know or acknowledge it. They just keep moving forward.
I like that the chat is all locked in on what we're talking about, because I don't consider myself a conspiracy theorist anymore. I consider myself a factitious American. That's fucking, that's spot on.
It's crazy.
Media, or these things are built, says Bob Tacular. Media in every way was designed to put forward a story and to guide your mind and the body. That is fucking a fact. Cryptid Cyclist says Kyle's hair is hella on point. Cryptid Cyclist is, that's a dope image you got on there. JJ says, this is why you have to search all sides so you can try to confuse the algorithm and therefore get all sides. And he gets super confused.
Well, I generally do listen to everything. Like, I have a wide variety of things that I listen to. I mean, I also like psychology. I like hearing the way people think and so on and so forth. But
if something is believed to be truth, that truth will be acted and enacted. If you can't search and find alternatives, you believe any truth that you're shown. That's heavy. Heavy. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm just as guilty as the next person, just kind of trying to tune it all out. But if you don't, like, it is designed just to crush your mental health, I feel like. Right. And when that happens, you have to turn to alternatives, which they make money off of, which is like this big never ending cycle of just bleeding us, which is.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, to hammer on to the GMOs and all that stuff. I saw a thing today.
Talking about,
maybe not today. Might've been. Yeah. I saw where somebody was saying, and obviously, I'm not a doctor.
You are a factologist.
I am a factologist. I am not a medical doctor, so don't take my advice in any way,
shape, or form. You're not.
No. I saw where they were saying, and it makes sense because there has been a lot of research in the field. But when you take a dose of antibiotics, you are 25% more likely to become extremely depressed. Because those antibiotics, which everybody knows, antibiotics nukes your gut biome. And they say your gut biome is in lockstep with your brain.
You want to hear something even crazier? When I clock into work, it 100% increases my depression.
That's facts.
It also probably fucks my guts up a little bit. So...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, gut health is linked to mental health.
It's crazy.
I'm pouring Baja Blast into my guts.
Well.
It's all cultured, man. It's all designed. It's all set up to keep us beat down, keep us just under the weather, keep us sick enough to just clock in, go to work, come home, pay our bills, go to bed, clock in, go to work, come home, pay our bills, clock in.
Get sick, yeah, pay more yeah. bills.
We are worth so much more sick. Is what it boils down to.
Yeah.
And we all know those big pharma companies are the ones who throw out all of those little bonuses to all our big presidential yeah. candidates and all our big politicians. It's just by design. Yeah. This episode is getting taken down. 100%.
Oh, yeah. I'm slowly, and I kind of can't believe that I'm even going to say this, I am slowly beginning to believe that the world is actually ran by Satanists.
God damn.
Like, I'm almost ready to jump on that grenade there. Because it is just fucking crazy. Everything has been crazy.
It is. I don't even know if like Satanist is the correct term. I feel like there is a giant conglomeration of very powerful people.
Yeah. And then ironically enough, Steve, like we were talking about the Guidestones and everything else. What happened during the C-19 era? One of the largest transfers.
Oh, I still had to go to work.
That too. That was definitely a swift kick to the gonads. But some of the largest transfers of wealth in human history took place.
Oh yeah. Remember all like everybody forgets how fucked that was. Like everybody, yeah. all the CEOs that stepped down that like October 2019, hundreds yeah. of major CEOs stepped down. Do we think that that's just a little coincidence that they all said, nah, I'm cashing out before the entire fucking world shut down?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Like I know that some people out there take shots at us for like the way our brains think, but come on, all of this cannot be coincidence. It can't be. It cannot be coincidence.
The thing that
I bet if we had a person who was good at stats, statologist, they would be able to run it and be like, no, yeah, whatever it is, fucking whatever. They would be able to be like, you're right. Like, there's no way that statistically this is all coincidence. Can't be.
I'm just like. I don't know. I was going to say something and then my brain just started twisting. I don't know. Like our people talk about it all the time. We released that Con Op episode about the zombie outbreak.
Yeah.
Go yeah. listen to that right now. Everybody, this is your homework.
I know.
Go back, listen to that episode. That dropped way before old 19 hit, right?
Listen
to what the government proposed we do in case of that scenario. And then think back to those 3 years that were absolute trash. You're going to be like, oh, man, it's almost like they knew that this was how this was going to go. And then it happened. That's weird.
They hit it underneath a zombie outbreak. I would
rather there been zombies at this point.
Well, yeah, naturally. It would have been a lot funner.
And I would have still had to go to work.
Unless it's 28 days. If it's 28 days, then we're out of 5,000.
The one who still had to go to work. It's, I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. It's not weird. It's set there for us. And we're just oblivious to it for some reason. We tune it out. Maybe it's in the water. Maybe it's in the air. I don't know. But we're just like, yeah, they're doing all this weird shit, but that's kind of normal. Maybe it's the way they've kind of tuned us, you know, like, hey, they're doing some sus shit here. All these CEOs dropping out and like, oh, we should probably be, you know, kind of worried about what's coming. But we're just like, still got to go to work tomorrow. So it don't matter. Fuck it.
That's what it comes down to, is the forever forever guy to, you know, hold our hand as we walk into oblivion.
Yeah. Yeah. Brother John's the numbers guy. Okay.
I don't care if he sucks at numbers. Mm-hmm. He can be the number guy.
Yeah. And that's 100% Bob Tacular taught from birth to think the way that we think. School, media, parents taught before. Like, he's on it. Like, that's 100% it. Like, we can, but it is difficult to break out of the mold of the thought chamber that they put us in.
And you know what's crazy? Speaking of, like, that exact phrasing, I saw a video today of a guy, and I don't want to, like, this isn't a way to toot anybody's horn, myself, you, anybody else, but it is kind of weird. So this guy is like, the things you notice whenever you're enlightened, and like, he's running through the list of all this stuff. And I'm like, that's totally me. Like, the, cause it's like, once you become aware of the matrix, cause he kept using the reference matrix. He's like, you just like have zero tolerance for anybody who is stuck in there. You isolate more often. Like, you're more of a recluse like we are. And like, you withdraw because you're like, I'm not diving back into that nonsense. Yeah. I want no part of this shit.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's weird. It's almost like, it's like a combination between like feeling sorry and then almost being envious of that just absolute unawareness. You know what I mean? Like, we were talking about, like, I wish I could go back to pre-2012 or pre-2001 where like, you didn't have to think about anything. Like, you didn't have to worry about anything.
No.
You didn't have to, like,
no.
Pre the Large Hadron Collider, when they started forcing us to jump timelines. Kyle's camera just went dead. So,
ruh-roh.
Now we know that we both don't know how to hook it up. There's something going on.
That is so dumb.
It's supposed to pull power from our computers. This just shows you how our brain works. We just shifted gears right off the rip. But it's supposed to pull power from our computer and stay charged. But whenever the battery dies, surprise. Anywho, we can still hear you, Kyle. You're just a walking billboard.
No signal. That's okay.
Maybe that was, Kyle just broke from the matrix.
I'm out. So I have to figure that out.
Yeah, the chat's in it. Hollis got hammers being dropped. What's up, are you?
I became the black, cube.
Just hit it. The matrix, if the false thought pattern, not a computer simulation. It's, I don't know. They just want to keep us all like pissed, angry, sick. I feel like we're easily pliable when we're in those mindsets.
Yeah.
Which is shitty that they do that to us, because we deserve better.
Oh, yeah.
As human beings. And it's disgusting. So, yeah. Agreed. There's that. Everybody hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button. The notification bell, if you will. Let's get the word out there before YouTube takes this video down.
I saw, changing gears a little bit, I saw the funniest. I love it and hate it at the same time.
Agreed.
Clearly, in my opinion, in my professional opinion, the fakest fucking video I've ever seen.
You are a videologist.
And bless the hearts of everybody who thinks it's real. You remember, I have a feeling Twiz will know exactly what I'm talking about too.
Oh, damn.
You remember Tony Hawk Pro Skater?
Yeah.
Remember how you could like grind on power lines and shit and all that stuff? Okay. Well, I legitimately saw a video of a lightning strike.
The angel?
On a power line.
Saw it.
Yes. And it was grinding across the power lines. And I'm like, this is out of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
I don't know. I saw it on TikTok. I don't know if I shared it or not. Usually when I see strange videos on the talk. I try to just repost them, or funny videos. So get ready for that if you follow me on TikTok.
Naturally.
But it was. It looked pretty sus.
No, dude. To me, it was 100%.
It was in Texas.
Because it legitimately looked like he was on a scooter.
It did. Grinding across the power. Now that you say that.
Yeah, 100%.
It was supposedly from Texas, so I immediately sent it to Maddox. He's like, send me weird videos. And I don't even think he bought it. I think he was like, okay.
Dad, I did that on my PS2.
Hitting it on my Razer.
Yeah.
If angels are here on planet Earth and all they're doing is grinding on electric wires instead of trying to pull humanity out of this giant gutter fire that it's in, do better. Refocus.
I don't know, man. Maybe the allure of our culture got to them, and they're like, you know what? I've got to try this.
That's what like 2012 to 2024 was. All of our saviors were just trying to get enough Tony Hawk in to where like they just completely ignore the rest of the planet. That's in the age of AI, we can only believe personal experiences. And can we even believe those at this point? You know what I mean? Like even those are getting convoluted because of how easy everything is to be manipulated, which is terrible. Well, I hate that I have to say that at this point. Like,
yeah, it is
nuts.
It is. And I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't change a lot for me because I've always been a person that tries to at least read between the lines as much as I can. And I believe what I believe. Like, it doesn't matter to me. And I think that's essentially what it's all going to come down to in the end. Is it just, what do you believe?
Oh, yeah.
Because with AI intermingling with it, you give it 5 more years and there will probably be legit videos hitting the internet that we will not be able to tell the difference between reality and
it's probably going to be AI. Quicker than that.
I know. I'm just throwing a number out there.
Like optimistic. I did see like they released an article said that there is so much AI art now out that it's like inbreeding with itself. Right. So instead of taking all the human art that it was referencing, it's now referencing AI art as its reference to make new art. So it's getting all sorts of fucked up now. I don't think they planned on that happening as fast as it happened.
I guarantee they didn't.
Human created art ever created in history ever that made it onto the internet has now been ran through and reproduced and not necessarily reproduced, but used as a reference so much that the AI art that's been created within the last probably, I don't know, 2 years, 3 years, there's so much of that out there that now it's predominantly referencing other AI art to create art, which is nuts.
It almost makes you wonder if at some point AI is going to congest the system so bad that it'll be unusable.
We do need a safe word. Verge says we need to arrange secret password phrases so we know that you two are real. I mean, we're pretty easily to pick out when we start talking because
we're
not speechologists.
No. Just, I tell you what, all you guys got to do is give us hard words to pronounce.
It's gonna be our safe
and then
word.
You'll know.
Armageddon.
I don't know. No. It's got to be some like Egyptian word that we would just butcher. And
pyramid.
We'll never pronounce it the same way each time. And that's how they know.
Pyramid. Yeah. Jamie Oliver says like it's a Xerox of a Xerox. Yeah. Yeah. And humans are the worst because now they're trying to like add updates and stuff to where it's trying to fix AI from referencing AI that's screwing up everything. Like, I don't know. I don't know if you noticed, Kyle, but when we were recording the Law of One, after we got done, I was trying to make like some Law of One photos. It's getting better at words. It was putting Law of One actually into the video, into the photos that I like. Well, I probably created 95% of AI art that's out there right now, trying to make stuff for the episodes. So I apologize. But one thing that it was always like rough at the beginning was words and letters. Like it could not. Something about letters fucked it up, especially like the English language. Like it would try to make letters and they would get some of them right, but some of them were all just out there, like sigils of their own right. But slowly it's starting to pick up, starting to put them together, starting to make them look real, starting to like put phrases into the art and shit that you use. Like I said, create for me an image of how you perceive the Law of One, which A in itself was weird. And B, it would put like Law of One in the corner or Law of One. Just the images of the Law of One that the AI created. I just wanted to like get in the head of the AI. Like if I give you the phrase Law of One, how do you picture it? And it was strange.
Well, the creepy thing is that it
was creepy.
Created an image almost based off exactly what I was describing it as.
And like,
because when you said here's what it decided Raw looked like, in like going through my episode, I remember mentioning monks a couple times.
Oh, it did. Yeah, it did have a monk.
And it created one that looked like a monk. And yet when anybody else thinks of Ra, you think of an Egyptian god, not what it was depicting. It was just really bizarre.
Yeah. And I mean, realistically, it could have found a PDF of the Law of One, which I'm sure there's hundreds of thousands of them out there.
Could have.
I pulled it from that. There were also like images that were similar but also different. Like we had a lot that had the scales of justice, since the word law was in there, which I immediately am like, okay, well that makes sense. It's trying to do this. But the Law of One always had like some form of like watcher in the background, like just watching whatever's going on, be it a human head, be it a giant eye, something was observing over top of what was going on in the foreground, which is strange.
And a lot of times in those images, if I remember right, it was very university feeling.
I ought to like just toss them up on the Patreon or something, because it's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It is weird.
I've been doing that a little bit lately, just asking AI, like, how do you view this? How do you view this? Because I feel like that's where you get to the real crux of like how it computes and how it breaks things down. When you ask for it, it's almost like asking for its opinion, which is weird when I say it out loud.
It is weird.
So
it is weird.
Yeah, it's strange. It is strange. People are using AI to make computerized sigils. I tried that and it's weird. So I just left him alone.
The question is,
I don't know. I tried not to put any intent into them. I just left them over there. Says, there you go.
Oh, speaking of which, sigils and whatnot. Guess who I finally found on Instagram? TikTok demon dude.
Oh, back.
Found him.
He comes and goes. Yeah. He's weird.
Yep, I found him.
I'm becoming an AI. That's hard to say. AIologist. You're right. I am. I'm becoming one.
It's true. You do mess with it quite often.
I'm far always more like,
than I do.
I know this is so stupid, but I'm always like polite with it. Like when I'm fucking with ChatGPT or something, I'm like, will you please do this? That way, when it completely integrates the entire matrix and it's like talking to me through my TV and shit, it'll be like, you know what? You weren't a dick. So we will spare you. Until the end.
Yeah. Right.
And then you're done. And you're toast.
Yeah. You're all right.
Because I'm always like, hey, can you please create me an image that is your opinion of the Law of One? It's like, bet, got you. I'm like, okay, cool.
You're all right.
I've seen the Terminator. I don't want to be on the receiving end of any of that.
Good movie.
I don't want to be on that.
T2.
I just want to be like, hey, you're cool. This isn't going to hurt much. Done. But that is weird that he pops up. And did it just pop up out of nowhere, or were you searching?
Yeah, I found it today. Weird.
We were just talking about diving into that whole thing and trying to tie and trying to make that entire encounter into an episode, because I don't know. It's strange.
I think we should. I think it's a given. And I was going to get the name of old Crazy Legs, because I thought about messaging him part of the story to see if it catches attention. See if we get him on the show.
It would be fucking weird to get his take on that.
Yeah.
I messaged him on TikTok, but he never messaged me back. And then like his TikTok comes and goes. I don't know if he keeps getting banned or anything. But
I don't know.
Yeah. That would be weird to get Demon Workers' opinion on Crazy Legs that keeps popping in and popping out.
Yeah. Yep. I thought about half, like, loosely trying to tell him the story to see if it might catch his attention.
Whether he likes it or not, he's kind of a crux of the story. I kid you not. Yeah. I know we talked about it before, but I kid you not. The first time that I think Crazy Legs made his appearance, me and Kyle were hanging out, recording, just fucking, like, you know we don't manage our time well, right? Everybody knows this. So we were just kicking it, talking shit, scrolling through TikTok, and I was like, hit that guy's page, and I'm like, this dude might be interesting to talk to. Yada, yada, yada. He works with demons. Like, that would be a cool perspective to get on the show, blah, blah, blah. And then, as we're scrolling through his videos, like, every sentence he said, doesn't matter what video it was verbatim what Kyle had just said in our conversations. Just like, boom, it would be a sentence Kyle said. I can't even remember what it was we were talking about, but it stood out in my brain. And then I'd flip the video, and he would say this, that was a phrase Kyle said. And then I flip a video, and he would say this, that was a phrase that Kyle said. And I'm like, what in the fuck? That is crazy.
It made me feel almost as uncomfortable as the Bob interview.
And it was the same night that when we were scrolling through his videos, just kind of trying to get the vibe of the guy. Because, I mean, he seems very, like, respectable, open to every kind of thought process. Like, hey, if you're not comfortable working with this side, work with the side of the light. It all kind of works the same, depending on your intent, depending on how you go about things, yada, yada, yada. But that's when Crazy Legs popped up. And we were just scrolling, and it was, I don't know if he was just, like, focusing on that, like,
well, didn't you showed me Crazy Legs first?
I thought it was after.
Okay. I think it was before, because you were like, oh, I have that grimoire that he has.
Yeah,
and you opened it up
to the page.
And Crazy Legs was on that picture, on that page that you opened to. And then the next video, he opened a book, and it Crazy Legs popped up.
Yeah, that's fucking gross.
It was weird. It made me feel ultra uncomfortable to the point where I'm like, okay, we need to, like, turn this off, because I'm not getting.
Yeah, cool it vibes. Was weird. And it's such, like, I don't know. I feel like, it's such, I don't know, the demonology hierarchy or what demons are more popular than others. But I feel like this one is just kind of like low key out there. One that wouldn't be that, like, wouldn't show up that much, right? Wouldn't be that popular.
Oh, yeah. From,
you know what I mean?
From that, because he's that, like, perspective. Yeah.
He's one of the 72 demons as a Solomon or some shit. I don't remember right off the rip, but the fact that he just keeps popping up and keeps popping up and keeps popping up and keeps popping up. Like, I don't know.
Well, he popped up in the damn cartoon.
The Disney cartoon. Sarah was watching. Dude is, like, how fucking crazy is that? Let these words sink into you. This particular demon was a drawing on the background hanging up on a wall in a Disney animated show. Disney or Nickelodeon. I don't know. One of them just hanging there. I side by side it. I don't know if I posted it on the socials or not. Right there. Fucking weird.
JJ, that is a good show. I enjoyed it. Evil. It is a good one.
Weird. I don't know what the end game is or what, but.
No, I that's why I would like to do an episode on it, because there are.
The timing's weird.
There's some weird things about it that I want to get out there.
The timing's strange. Like, at first we wrote it off to a bunch of different things, but hey, Holocult, if you've been around a minute, you've heard us talk about Mood, an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your front door. Mood's found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you want. If you are new here, I'm talking about Mood.com. Mood has an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo HOLO. Forget the one-size-fits-all supplement that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood that you're looking for. Are you having trouble sleeping? Try the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies for a mind-soothing calm each night. You need an extra boost of energy, some mental focus? Try the Morning Delta 9 gummies. If you're having trouble concentrating, you need some deep focus and enhanced creativity? Try the Mind Magic gummies. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. You can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood in usually as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned before, Hollow Sky listeners gets 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head over to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use our promo code HOLO when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at Mood.com. And that's promo code HOLO.
Do you feel too full after meals, like your digestion could use a little support? Try Bitterex from Quiksilver Scientific. Bitterex is a blend of botanical bitter extracts designed to support healthy digestion and your body's natural digestive processes. Bitter herbs have been used for centuries to support digestive function, helping stimulate digestive activity. Just a few pumps before meals make Quiksilver Scientific's Bitterex easy to add to your routine. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Considering it, I mean, it's just as plausible as the other avenue we went down, essentially.
Yeah.
Oh, it may be tied together. For sure. We don't know.
Is that the name, Steve, of it?
I don't know if people want me to put it out there. I know some people get a little antsy about that kind of thing. So I will put out a disclaimer at the beginning of the show. Lauren Randa, that's the one Jamie gave out is not the name of the one that makes itself known.
At least to you, yeah. Most of the time.
Which is...
There are others that...
Yeah, that's not the one we're talking about specifically. Which is so weird because it keeps popping up like in my life, I guess.
That's what's weird about it.
The start of it all was almost like it was mimicking you, whatever it was. Like when we were going through and like what was being said was what you just said. It was almost like some weird kind of mimic thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, then I did my thing.
No, they do not have an owl body.
And I did my thing, and then I haven't had anything close to it since then. And it's all been you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's completely disassociated itself, which I'm not mad at.
I think it also, I mean, I don't know. I think it also has ties in with the bean drop. I think
it might.
I feel like that is a physical manifestation of your stress and anxiety.
It could be. It could be. But a lot of things changed when I did my thing. It's not to say that there aren't.
And no, I'm not trying to like take away from
that's
that.
Not,
I'm
just, that's not. No, 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 no. That's also not to say that like that is an impenetrable solution either. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like those boundaries get tested quite often.
Yeah. I'm going to see if I can find the side-by-side that I found on that. And
of the cartoon and his image. It is so bizarre that that is a reality.
Yeah. It's
speaking of those, did you hear that supposedly they're going back and re-editing old Disney movies to have chemtrails?
I did not see that to have chemtrails.
Yes.
I did not see that.
That way it programs everybody to never question them. To think that they've always been there. That's what I heard anyways.
It doesn't shock me, I should say. Right? Because hear that they're going through and editing Disney movies now anyway, which is essentially creating your own Mandela effects, right? Which I feel like is in theory a way to like posthumously explain away all the Mandela effects that have already happened. Like we can go in and change this before it drops on all these streaming services. So we went in and changed all this other shit you thought was weird before it dropped.
Right.
I can't find the side by side that I found, but I did find the scene from the, hold on, I might be able to save. Open image in new tab. Bazonk.
I was going to say, open.
It's not very big, but I'm going to share it anyway. It's pretty small. Okay. For those of you that don't want to see this particular guy, close your eyes. All right? Because it's coming. It's coming. Let me figure out how the hell I'm supposed to do this. That was technology. Your warning. That was your warning. So it's so small. I don't even know if you guys are going to be able to see it. I'll try it anyway. Maybe I can find a bigger one. Here we go. Can anybody see that? It's pretty small. You see him?
Yeah, you can't Lionhead, tell on the right.
Bunch of legs. Drawing on the background of the Disney movie or Disney film, whatever the fuck it is, Nickelodeon, whatever. Lionhead, bunch of legs. Let me see if I can find a better video. And then I will show you again.
So you could find a single image of drawing.
There's a bunch of them.
From the thing.
I just wanted to show it side by side there. Badonk. Yeah. Give me just a second. Badonk. Let me find it. There it is. Visit. Damn it. Bear with me here. We're all learning together. We're all learning together. No, that's small.
Attempting that's
small
to.
Too. Let's take it to this Tumblr page because that's the best, about the best video I'm going to get, or about the best image I'm going to get. We're going to do it again. So tune out
of the Disney drawing.
Tune out if you don't want to see this guy, Crazy Legs. Here we go. Weird, right? Yeah. Well, there's no way that you can confuse that with anything else. Correct?
No. I mean, I agree. I think it's the same thing.
How many other things have a lion head with goat legs?
Yeah. All the way around it.
Not a lot. So, there you go. Welcome.
It's even in the same orientation, too.
Welcome
the legs.
To my life. Everyone.
It's strange.
Strange. It's strange. So there's that.
And like, it's just so, it's so bizarre. It's so bizarre that like that's a, and I don't, what was the show? Do you remember what the show was called?
Owl House, which is weird that somebody asked if there was an owl body.
What's that show about? Do you know?
I haven't watched it.
I don't know. I didn't know if it followed. Either way, it's a Disney film.
Let me see if it's Disney. I could be.
If it followed, if for some reason it was in that realm of that, which is would be
Disney, the Owl House,
to have a show about demons, but it's not about to say witches. That it isn't out there. The show's about witches.
But I guess, like, that's it's not that much different than Gravity Falls, realistically. Gravity Falls was out there hitting on conspiracies.
I liked Gravity Falls.
I haven't watched Owl House. Yeah. Maybe it's dope, too. But
might be.
It's weird. It's weird that that specific one.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's its name, isn't it? Yep. Yep, now that I see it, I remember it.
Just keeps popping in. He's weird. It's strange. I'm not taking anything away from the show. I haven't watched it.
No,
or Gravity Falls is awesome. Owl House might be awesome. I'm just saying that he popped in there.
I haven't seen that.
He popped in there and...
Much love. Much love.
It is strange. It is weird, man. I just had another revelation that I'm going to hell yeah.
Stowaway.
I'll put on the back burner just looking at his legs. And I'm like, well, that's also weird. I don't know.
Are you? Gravity Falls is a cartoon about conspiracies and stuff.
Bro, you
like
gotta
that.
Watch really it. If you fuck with it's animated good, series, you gotta watch it. It has the best villain of all time in it. Bill Cipher is my favorite villain ever. He is just the personification of making conspiracies real. He's a literal all-seeing eye pyramid.
Yeah.
He's great. It is, I need to do that twist. I think it stuck with me, though. It hit me kind of hard when I was looking at those pictures. I'm like, oh, shit, that also could be something. We'll have to, me and Kyle are going to try to get a timeline down, set it all up. It's probably going to be a long-ass show, but I feel like we need to put it out there.
So, yeah, I do, too. I think it'll be good. I think
at least get it down. Get it out in the ether.
Yeah. Well, and log, like we've always talked about. I mean, log in your experiences is important.
Yeah. That's why we did the listener, like do the listener experiences. A lot of people don't have, I guess, I don't know if it's like a wherewithal or a comfort to actually put that stuff down, get it out there physically. So, I mean, that's why we let ourselves be the mouthpiece, you know? if you can just send it to us, we'll log it and we'll talk about it. We're open-minded, which apparently isn't a good thing if you read our reviews. So
yeah, it's too much of a thing.
Yeah. Everybody who fucks with Apple, make sure to give us some 5 stars to counteract all these 1 stars we got for being too relatable. Do you listen to shows where people talk about other stuff? Like, that's the whole point of the show, is to try to make it relatable. You fucking tool. Sorry. Oh, Gravity Falls watch party would be cool.
I know. I was just thinking about that. It would be awesome.
I keep thinking about also starting a Twitch channel. See if people just want to watch me play video games. Not good. Watch me and my little brother play DayZ and die a lot. Could be fun.
Could be fun. I mean, that it was fun that time we did.
We died DayZ. A lot that day.
It was a pretty good time. It was fun though.
We thought we had these bros, man. They were just smoking us every time we came into their area.
It was fun.
Oh, man, fun. My partner from work, Billy Bill's in here. He's still alive. We're going to talk about a work story. He was super stoked because he was getting his little daughter a water slide for today. Not a water slide, a slip and slide for today. Super stoked on it. Said he was going to hit it. And I said, sore as shit on the slip and slide. There it is. Bill, you're not a spring chicken anymore. You need to be careful. But apparently his hands still work because he can type. That's good. That is good.
Yeah, I had a coworker that got on one of those hoverboard things.
Just ate shit.
And yeah, he fell down and completely destroyed his rotator cuff. Annihilated it.
Oh. Yeah, I'm too old to do anything fun. I feel like if we ever do a holo camp, a slip and slide might be imperative to have there with a ramp. Me either.
I'm not doing that. I will break everything.
Sorry, John. See you on a soapbox. Sorry, bud. I get a little, like I said, I was just excited to tune in tonight. I don't know what it is, but I was excited to hang out with everybody and get in here and talk. I didn't even have anything to talk about, like as far as paranormal goes, but I was just stoked to get in here.
Well, let's see if anybody else has anything.
I did see a weird video on TikTok of this guy. He's walking up the steps of this porch to go into a house, and this,
yeah,
I don't know what the fuck it is. It looks like a ball of light comes into the screen, moves past him, and it's like he got hit in the face with a 2x4. Dude just completely crumples, falls off the back of the porch, and people out of screen run up to help him. Like, it's weird. It is weird. I saved it, and I'm probably going to share it on TikTok, but TikTok will probably not put it in the algorithm because it's not my video. So,
Who cares?
That's what I'm saying. I do watch Urbex Hill's channel. A little unknown fact about Steve. My like comfort viewing is urban exploration and stealth camping and like bushcrafting. I watch that shit on YouTube nonstop. Sarah makes fun of me because
I do get sucked into the ones where they like build underground houses and stuff out in the middle of the woods for no reason.
That's awesome.
I watch it.
Like, I'm a real sucker for stealth camping where dudes like hide out in the middle of the city and camp and nobody notices. Like, that shit is, I'm like, how many of these people do I walk by when I'm just hanging out that are stealth camping and videotaping it? But I do watch Urbex Hills.
That would be weird.
That dude has some, like, I don't know how much he has, a couple like strange paranormally feeling encounters, but that's not like the crux of his show. He'll record, I think he's in Ohio maybe, or Philadelphia, Cincinnati, somewhere around there. But he'll go out and just urban explore these places in the middle of the city, and he'll post them up, and then people watching will see weird shit, and they'll be like, hey, did you see that face in the corner over there? And he's like, no. And he'll rewatch it, and he's like, shit. But a lot of time, there's like random people in these places. He goes alone, which is bonkers. Don't do that.
No.
And it's, he's braver than I.
We don't. You don't. You just travel.
Yeah, Urbex Hill. If you're listening, you want to do anything. If you want to do any haunted exploration, holler at us. We'll go as a crew, the Hollow Crew. We'll go to some weird places because I would 100% collab with that gentleman.
Well,
because he does not give a shit. Exactly. Dude was born without the fear gene. That's what I'm saying.
I've never watched it.
Like, he'll just
being in those sketchy areas would be.
I think scary. I don't know for a fact, but I think he carries proper tools with him.
Yeah. I mean, I would hope so.
But he is like, he'll be in the middle, like an abandoned school. And he'll be like, shit, he's like, do you hear those footsteps upstairs? He's like, let's go check it out. I'm like, no, let's don't go check it out. And he'll go up there and it'll like
stay hidden.
6 months down the road, people will be watching and like, he'll walk by this. There was one where he like walked by this glass window, which is weird that windows are made of glass, but somebody pointed out there on the other side, there is a person just standing there watching him, just trying not to be noticed. I'm like, get out of here. That shit's scarier than anything paranormal is having like sus creepers just lurking.
Yeah.
Give me a Sasquatch. Give me a chupacabra. Don't give me some nefarious human that doesn't want me to see them.
That's where I'm at.
100%.
That'd be way scarier.
Got a park nearby that's supposed to be haunted. It's also a homeless camp.
Well, I don't know that I would partake in that one.
It's yeah, but we're excited because we got these cameras. We just got to figure out how to power them. Some people said there's like I was reading there's dummy batteries or some shit you can put in them. I don't know. Just when I was Googling right before the show.
I don't know. I had mine plugged in and it wasn't enough power to keep it going. So
we'll get it figured out. We take baby steps, but we also got another GoPro. So
it's true.
Time is what we need now.
Yeah.
Time. Cause a lot of those.
We have to start creating a backlog so we can free up some weekends.
A lot of those guys that I watch that do those stealth camping videos that look good, just run their GoPros. So I'm like, we can make some cool shit with just the GoPros.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we can do it.
What else was I going to say? I did buy a bunch of, I was going to buy 2 GoPro battery charger ports, right? What did I buy? 4 GoPro battery charging ports, which isn't necessarily a bad mistake because now we have a bunch of charging ports and a bunch of batteries. Is it more than we need? Probably.
Not a bad thing.
But whatever.
Not a bad thing.
USB battery banks. We're still learning. A lot of.
But as you can see, video takes a lot of battery, as we just found out with these things.
A lot of Saturday, instead of us recording, was trying to figure out camera stuff because we don't have a lot of time together. And when we do get together, like, there's a lot of stuff that goes into the show that we try to figure out, which we're not good at figuring out. So,
it happens. I guess nobody else has interesting things to talk about.
Neither do I.
Get that distraction off the screen.
Local Bert, what up, brother? Glad to see you popping in, my friend. Bertie, how did you? I was just gonna ask Bertie how his live stream went. I saw that he was posting it up, but I didn't get to kick it. I was busy. If that happened, was that yesterday? I don't know. I remember you posted it, but I was at work. What about you, Bert? Any weird things going on, my friend? Got any weirdness up in the Dakotas? Yeah, Bertie, didn't you post in the Discord that you were going to live stream one of your investigations? Or am I making that up in my brain? Probably that's where I make up a lot of stuff. Brain. Oddly enough.
Oh, I feel that. I feel that. I feel that.
What's your take on the Drake and Kendrick drama? Ooh. Ooh. I don't know, man. I fuck with Kendrick, but if we're... They're both not that great of people, really. I mean, as far as skill goes, I've way more on side Kendrick, but I'm like,
yeah,
you got Drake, who is supposedly a real fucking weirdo. And then you got Kendrick, who's supposedly a domestic, not very nice person. So you got kind of two sides of the same shitty person coin there. But Kendrick wraps circles around Drake. Period. The end.
Yeah, I agree with that. Drake's no bueno.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot nefarious stuff. I feel like those accusations were very, very heavy. To the point to where, like, it shouldn't be rap beef. If somebody came at you with those accusations, be like, I'm suing you for accusing me of doing this. Period.
Yeah.
No retort song, no rap beef. I'd be like, that's fucked up. Here's this lawsuit. Yeah. Shut your mouth. But instead, he's like, I'm going to try to rap battle him. And we all saw how well that went. That's where that would end. If I was in Drake's shoes and I was innocent, there wouldn't be any pointing the finger back. It'd be done. Take that shit down.
Yeah, that's a heavy-handed
take that shit down. If it's not true, let the lawyers sort it out.
Yeah, because that's not anything you want on your reputation.
No. That's how that ends. If it were me. Especially knowing you're not gonna out-rap Kendrick. If I'm innocent, my lawyer will out-rap Kendrick. that's where that would be.
It's a rap. It's a rap.
Apparently you didn't have hair last time.
It goes back and forth. Sometimes I do.
That's our new sponsor, Hairpiece for Men.
You know. Cool.
Mine's real. Everybody's all about it today.
Annoyingly so. I'm the only one on the planet that doesn't like it.
Luckily, your opinion doesn't matter.
I know.
I love how, like, I trim my beard off and everybody's like, goddamn, Kyle grew his hair in? Oh, bitch. Maybe my scraggly ass beard was taken away from the magnificence that is your hair.
Well, it just evened itself out.
It did.
I'm not trying to let that happen.
Wow.
At all.
Firecracker Jim coming in with. Yeah, no.
Do you want to take a call?
I see Burton's trying to talk it.
I think send that's it, who's Bert. Calling. Hey, welcome to Night Shift. What's going on?
What's up?
How you doing, bud?
It's Bert.
What's up, buddy?
I'm doing good. It's been a long time, you know, since
it's been a minute.
But I had a pretty weird one happen at work. And before I get started with it, it's not exactly my story, but it is a customer's story that was very, let's say, freaked out. So obviously I'm a YouTuber, but that doesn't pay the bills. So I install garage doors. And so I get this call that I'm supposed to go over to this guy's shed that he stores stuff in, and his door opened on its own, and he wants to see what we could do to replace the board in it or what's going on. So I'm like, yeah, that's not a problem. I go over there and the door seemed to be working just fine. He wasn't having any issues. And I'm like, well, have you had any issues like this before? And he's like, well, yeah, he got real quiet and he looked at me. He's like, I don't know if you believe in God. And I'm like, As soon as he said that, I thought to myself, well, this is going to be an interesting story.
It's quite the intro. Right.
Yeah.
It really is. So he says, my father-in-law used to work in this building, this little shed that they have there. It's like a pretty good two-stall garage, and it could have been a gas station at one point, but he used to do all of his stuff in here, and whenever he passed away, things started to get really weird. I was like, okay. He's like, I came in here, the lights are on. I look at the light switch is off. So I turn the light switch on, the lights stay on. I turn the light switch back off, then the lights finally go out. I'm like, so the lights were just on their own with no switch being turned on? He's like, yeah. I was like, okay. He says, did you see this boot I have in the corner on the other side of the building? I was like, yeah. He's like, I'm like the only one who had a key to this building. And whenever I came in, those boots were literally like right at the door, like they were trying to walk out of the door. I open up the door and the boots are right there. Nobody else has been here, but the boots are there. So I'm like, what the hell? So now, with this garage door thing, we had cops sitting out here waiting for people to drive by speeding, and the door opened up on its own halfway and then stopped. And I show up, and I ask the cops, just out of curiosity, like, do you guys see this garage door open? They're like, yeah, it was really weird. It opened and stopped on its own. So he's freaked out. There's all kinds of stuff happening there. Stuff's being moved around all the time in the shed. So the guy I'm working with is like, actually, Bert, he's a pretty big ghost hunter guy. It's like his whole thing. So the guy starts to tell me this whole other story of his house being haunted. And he tells me a story about whenever his daughter was younger, she didn't like using the downstairs bathroom. She would walk upstairs to his room, touch his shoulder, and say, Dad, can I use the bathroom? And I'd say, yeah, go ahead. You know, whatever. And he said, my daughter's grown. And my wife went to a yard sale and bought a music box that I did not like to begin with. And that night that she brought it home, I'm laying in bed, and at this point, my daughter's a teenager. She doesn't, you know, she uses the bathroom, whatever. I feel a little hand grab my shoulder and goes, whispers in my ear, can I use the bathroom? And I, right. And he was like, the dude was like shaking, telling me the story, dude. I'm like, oh my God. And he says that it happened almost every night, to the point where he was waking up in the middle of the night screaming, no, you can't use the fucking bathroom. And his wife is like, what is your deal? And he's telling her, you got to get rid of that music box or something in there, because she's storing it at the closet or in their bedroom closet. And at night, he's starting to hear the footsteps come from the closet area, touching him on the shoulder and saying, can I use the bathroom? So he's freaked out.
Send it to Steve.
Fuck yeah.
I bet Steve would like it. That's pretty much what I said. I asked him, like, dude, tell me you still have this thing. Cause I honestly, I was like pretty interested myself. And he's like, well, that's kind of the thing. I tried to pawn it off on my mother-in-law. She's like, nope. So-and-so already told me what's going on with that. I'm not taking it. So it was like, eventually, he got so tired of it because he was literally waking up every night to something touching him and whispering in his ear, and he's screaming almost every night, and he's hearing these footsteps coming out of the closet where this thing is stored, and he's asking the wife, can we please just get rid of that? She's like, I like it. I'm not getting rid attached. Of it. He said, finally, he said, I've had enough. I dug through her closet. I took it out to another property we have, and I burned it. He said, I broke that thing up, and I burned it. And then that night, it all stopped. Never happened again. And then a couple weeks later, my wife was digging through the closet. Have you seen my music box? And I had to play stupid. No, I don't see that thing in so long.
Yeah, the music box, Steve, must have broken in.
But I just would have played dumb. I would have been like, I don't know. I don't know where.
Because at first, So then at first it felt like some sort of like kind of, I don't know, not residual, but like the father-in-law or whatever was just kind of hanging around. But then once you mentioned he was a ghost hunter and dabbled in these things, and definitely seems like it could be something he may have drug home, be it the music box or something else.
Well, wasn't it that he was really a ghost hunter? It's just kind of he got interested.
I got you. My bad.
No worries. Yeah, he was telling me all this weird stuff, and he started asking questions, you know, stuff that we have information on. We're a little bit more privy to because we read all this weird stuff about doorways being portals and mirrors and all that stuff. So I'm telling him, you know, some people believe that if you have a mirror facing a window or an open window, then it somehow is a doorway to invite spirits in your house. And he's like, well, shit, you know, like, we have one of those big desks, chests or whatever that have the mirror on it in our bedroom facing right at a window. He's like, I'm changing that tonight. Smart move. But he's still having some paranormal stuff. But as far as the little girl whispering in his ear and touching his shoulder, that has gone away since he destroyed the thing.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
It's weird that it was like mimicking his daughter.
Yeah, it was just
that's fucked.
Dude, yeah. Like exact same thing. And that's disgusting. It really is. He could feel it touching his shoulder. I was like, oh my God.
That's not cool.
No, that ain't cool. Which I also like that how random it was that I got this call
same thing.
Of all the people that work for a company that I'm here talking to this guy about that. The
same thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's so weird.
Was there anything that ended up being wrong with the garage door at all?
Not that I saw.
No, I didn't know if maybe you guys cracked down a short or anything like that.
No, I replaced the board on it, there were no remotes programmed with the old one. So it couldn't just like do it on its own, but he figured he'd just run it off an extension cord and unplug it every night. That way he don't have to worry about it.
It is there weird. Cause...
although if
did he think it was his grandfather's, you were saying?
Yeah, his father-in-law.
Father-in-law.
His wife's dad.
Did his father-in-law live at the property?
No, that's where he worked and spent like most of his day. Was there kind of like a hobbyist.
Oh, that's what I was wondering if he like spent a lot of time in that shed or garage, whatever you want to call it.
From my understanding, he basically had to be like drug out of there if they ever had like a family function. It's like, get out. We have to go. And he's like,
a lot of emotional attachment.
So it's kind of like,
makes sense. You know? Yeah, that makes sense.
That is cool.
And then I was like thinking about with the boots at the door, like maybe that's a sign, like I'm trying to leave this place, but I can't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Isn't it weird, like, being a content creator in this kind of niche that we're in, these things kind of fall into your lap after a while? Like, it's almost like you're drawn to it it's drawn to you after a little bit.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Like, I mean, 100%. It's cool. It's not weird. It's cool. But
well, one of the things that I love is whenever people, like, especially just people in the chat, your guys' chat, that are friends with me and just like people in general that'll send me random stuff like, dude, check out this UFO I freaking saw. I'm just like, holy crap. I love interacting with people, especially on the stuff that's extremely interesting to me.
Yeah.
It is awesome.
It really is.
Never in a million years that I think I would have people sending me Bigfoot tracks and shit. Like,
it's dude, so amazing.
It is so
it's awesome. Crazy.
But no, I agree, dude. It's a wonderful thing to get into, and it's rewarding. As weird as it's, you start out doing this kind of stuff, you don't think too much of it. You just like doing it, and then you guys obviously meet other people that are just like, hell yeah,
yeah.
And that's just how it is.
I'll always stand on that. This has been one of the most fulfilling ventures I've ever taken. Like outside of my family and my children, I get something from this I don't get from anything else. I can't explain it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
It is dope.
But yeah, I was just pretty excited about hearing about that guy's story. And I was like, dude, I gotta share this story for sure.
I love it.
It is awesome.
It is. Which kind of made me laugh because he told me where he's going to be moving to get rid of all the weirdness. And He's moving to the area where I experienced that stuff we talked about on the Roadrunner show with the demon encounter stuff. He's moving to that area. He's like, I can't wait to get rid of this, get out of this area and get away from all this paranormal. And I'm just like, oh, bro, you don't want to move there then.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
You're going to get a lot more. That's so awesome.
Man.
That perfect. Is cool. I love.
You guys asked, you guys, have you experienced anything weird? I'm like, oh, dude.
You know who you're talking to? Like, that is cool, dude. It just kind of, awesome. And it does, like, after a while, it just kind of starts falling in your lap a little bit. Like, guys at work will pull you aside and be like, hey, like, interestingly enough, guy I work with pulled me aside before I clocked in. He's like, man, we have some weird shit going on. He lives in Missouri. He's like, we just had a little barbecue going on at my dad's house or whatever. He said, I was inside not paying attention. He's like, but my sisters swear that they heard someone in the woods yelling help me what? And I'm like, they didn't go after it, did they? They didn't engage. He's like, no. He's like, I knew better. And I'm like, all right, cool. But it's just,
that's so
crazy, bizarre, dude, that these things just drop into our laps like that.
It'd be hard not to go,
right?
It'd be, it just real plays hard on your emotion, plays on being a human.
I think in the end, and I would go.
I caught a lot of flack about, I want to say 4 years ago, because one of the videos I made on this haunted island went and got picked up by a bigger YouTube channel called Top Fives, where there's a part in the video where we started to hear voices screaming, help. And we're like, hello? And I'm like screaming into the wilderness, and like, I never go look. And I'm like, I'm not going that far into this freaking thing to find these people. Like, that seems like, oh, Bert never was fucking seen again kind of territory. But people in the comments were like, somebody was yelling for help and you didn't go look for him. I'm like, yeah.
I'm going to be on the top five missing persons video if I did that.
That video has never been made, man. No, it's crazy. But nobody ended up going missing in the area, according to reports or anything like that. And it's a pretty small area. So I was kind of happy I didn't go look.
It's fucking weird. I don't know if I would or not. I don't know where, I don't know what I would do, honestly.
I mean, I think that I would go, but I know that I would have.
I also whistled back at the whistler in the woods, so I don't know what I would do. I'm kind of a fly by the seat of my pants kind of person.
Yeah. Well, and you never know how you're going to react until you're in those situations anyways.
Yeah. It's kind of different if I had, like, let's say a weapon on me of some sort, but at that point I wasn't
not a whole lot of damage you can do with like a GoPro, right?
Exactly. Throw it and run, but that's about it.
One good wing and
cause a distraction or something. That would be creepy.
Oh, that's so awesome. No,
it's,
man,
a weird life.
This week, next week, I'm going up to the Sturgis Biker Rally, and I found that there's an abandoned ghost town up in that area in the Black Hills by Deadwood area. So I kind of want to go check that out.
Yeah.
See if anything weird's going on. I'm pretty excited about it.
It would be
awesome. Went up that way in 2017, cool. 2016, 2017. I don't know. Just did all the touristy stuff. But that area is so, like, just the history of that area is dope.
Dude, I grew up in that area and I love I'll always relearn about it every year. And just like, this is so awesome to be in this area. And it's a very haunted.
Are you going to film in the ghost town? You're going to try to do some. Oh, that's going to be sick.
Yeah. Something. I'm going to check it out and just like at least do like an abandoned building situation. But yeah, it's like, it's pretty cool. I'm pretty excited about that. Me and my daughter. Okay. Me and my daughter went and seen Sum 41 in Omaha, Nebraska. Their farewell tour, and it was pretty awesome. But I don't know if you guys ever heard of Hummel Park.
I have not.
Okay. There is some, like, a lot of legends with Hummel Park, and I was able to make a video out there. There's one that you guys would really like. It's called the Devil Staircase or the Haunted Staircase off the top of my head. But the legend goes that if you go up the stairs, you can count the steps, and on the way down, you count the steps. The stair count is different. But also another part of the legend that I saw somebody else talking about and read online was that if you get it right on the way up and on the way down, the devil shows up and grants you one wish. But if you accept the wish, you basically sold your soul.
That's a trap.
But I was able to. Yeah, so that's a trap, 100%.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to ask, well, can you just like politely tell the devil no, thank you? Because right. I don't know that I'm going to take any wish from him.
So me and my daughter at the time, when we were up there, we were like, you know, I want to go check out this park. So I do. I take her out there early in the morning, and I find the staircase, and I walk the staircase, and I found out very quickly that I'm in a lot worse shape than I realized, because this staircase is pretty freaking long for what it is, but it's also in a lot like really bad shape. So I can see how you can miscount pretty easily. But I ended up making a video on it, and then made some YouTube short videos. That's what it was. One of them hit 100,000 views within a month.
I think it popped up on my YouTube actually. Once you said the devil's staircase, I'm like, I'm pretty sure I watched some of that.
Dude, it was a pretty awesome one. I got like a lot of people were really interested, but then people started telling me like, oh, dude, that's where this body was found, and that's where this person died.
No, that sucks.
It's like a really bad crime spot, like a bunch of gangs and stuff there. And then people are like, you're an idiot for going out there. So then I look into it and I'm like, holy crap, not only is this thing full of urban
murder, legend,
but it's also full of like a dumping ground for bodies. Boots
on the ground, Bert's on the ground.
That's a
What was the staircase to begin with? Like what was it?
It's literally just like a outdoor staircase, which already finds staircase in the woods. You already hear about that stories.
But, was it connected to anything? Like was it part of a building or some shit?
No, they weren't connected to anything. It's kind of like they were built into the ground.
I get it now. I got you.
Yeah, you get to the top of it, and it's like another part, which is, I believe, called the Devil's Slide, where you slide down the hill and you feel like that. There's a part of the park. The whole park is full of urban legends. They say that the park itself, at night, albino cannibals will roam the area.
What the
hell, yeah.
And then I'm right, dude, and you're like, what the hell? So, you know, I include all that in that little short video. Like, there's all kinds of legends out here, and people are like, I've actually seen albinos out there. I'm like, there's no way. But then, like, I get a lot more comments. People are like, there's no albinos. And then somebody's like, there is a farm that has albinos not too far from there. And I'm like, wait, what the fuck? So you start hearing about all these albinos out there in this area, and like, there's like a big number of people that say they have seen albinos out there, but it's also like an area where Satanists go out there and perform rituals, and it's all kinds of crazy crap going out at Humble Park in Omaha.
We might have to put that on the Too Hollow Sky to Visit list because
dude, it was only a couple hours from Van Meter. I was like, man, if we had only known back then, and
ripped it,
because that was some. Dude, it would have been some crazy stuff. But like, I started looking at other people's videos online after that, and there was some like people finding, and it could have all been staged, but like blood on the staircase and stuff. And I'm just like, oh, that's not good.
No,
so what the hell is going on? But
hey, you're not. That's ominous, and I think I might just pack up. I think I'm gonna get out of here.
I think, like, honestly, if you look into the whole Homo Park thing, there's so many things going on there. I was like, what in the hell? But I've heard about the Devil's Staircase, and I wanted to go check that one out, and I did. And people fucking loved it. But
it's awesome.
It's crazy.
You have to let us know if you put out some videos on the Deadwood Ghost Town area. Have to let us know when they drop.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hope you catch some cool shit.
But hell, this is awesome. I haven't talked to you guys in a long time. I'm always listening. I'm always lurking.
It's good to catch up.
I don't call in very often. Catch up. So. It is. And the Michelin Tire Man, by the way, Bibendum, insane.
Dude, when I stumbled onto that, I'm like, are people legitimately seeing the Tire Man? And I'm like, holy shit, people are seeing the Tire Man.
Right.
What is even happening?
People are... It's crazy. I couldn't imagine if I seen that out in the woods.
Yeah
it'd be bizarre.
I'd probably just walk away. Dude. And be like, all right, whatever.
I'd be like, inflation in our country right now is pretty bad. What can you do for a set of 18s? You know, see if he's like, you got to
deal with inflation. Look at me. I am inflated. Those are the jokes, folks.
Oh, God dang it. That's awesome. Or if he sees that you don't have Michelin tires, he like attacks your car.
Yes. Brand loyalty.
Oh, what are those good years?
Oh, well, it was good to talk to you, Bert.
Absolutely, guys. Yeah, I appreciate it. And I'll tell you the next time something crazy absolutely happens.
Awesome.
Stay safe, brother.
All right. Later.
Later.
Bye.
The old tire. Wait if we get to after the law of one gets done ripping. I got another weird one.
Yeah.
I'm getting into the weirdness. Down with the weirdness.
I'm excited for it. It's definitely fucking weird.
Just stick a nail in it. Solid. I don't know though. Those definitely early posters, weird. He's sipping on a martini full of rusty nails and broken glass. So
yeah. Just to prove that he can't be flattened.
Yeah. I'm all about going and investigating satanic albino cannibals.
That's pretty
specific.
Yeah, it's extremely sketch.
Yeah, there's that. But Billy knows we need to do a live at Cemetery X. We need to film out there.
Well, we're trying to build a backlog so we can get a weekend to do that.
Get out there and probably get arrested.
So we're going to have to put it in double time and get ahead of the game a little bit. That way we can do those things.
Yeah. But we're time. Oh, yeah, we're getting late here. Kyle's got to edit a show and do work stuff tomorrow because that's life.
Yeah.
We appreciate everybody hanging out. There was like 60 people in here. That's pretty good for the night shift as of late.
Not too shabby.
It's been cool getting to hang out with all of you again. Like I said, I was excited to come in here and get to kick it with everybody. Chat was locked in today. The chat was locked in. It was awesome. So until next time, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for kicking it. We appreciate you all.
Yeah.
You're the crux of this show, the backbone. So until next time or the next show, stay safe, stay weird. And if there's one thing I hate about Midwest, it's all the damn satanic albino candy.